Chapter 1. The Way of the Champion. Champions have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill. Muhammad Ali. Growing up was like living in a never-ending nightmare. The beatings from my mother wouldn't cease. They lasted nearly 2 decades. The belittling, the insults, and humiliation were a regular daily occurrence. And not just from my mother, but staff and students at school. Even complete strangers couldn't stand me, even though I just met them. I couldn't for the life of me figure out why I was a target. I later realized the kids just found me to be easy to get an emotional reaction out of. They knew how to push my buttons, get an animated reaction out of me, and even start a fight because of it. I didn't know how to deal with these types of situations. My parents never taught me. I didn't talk to a therapist or counselor about my struggles. I didn't even know they existed back then, and I sure wasn't aware that my school had a counselor on the premise. My father was never home to defend me against my mother, and on the rare occasion he was, he'd ignore my cries for help and leave the apartment we lived in West New York, New Jersey. He would stare into my eyes and walk away. I would feel like a prisoner being dragged to his solitary confinement cell.
How to Access Your Divine Energy by Chris Josh, narrated by Gary Mahom. Chapter 1. The Vibration Scale. In order to access your divine energy, you must transform yourself from a low vibration to a much higher one. This means you must travel from the lowest vibration, which is shame, all the way to enlightenment and authenticity, which are one of the highest vibrations one can be in. Gratitude is an even higher vibration, second only to God consciousness. In short, you must transform yourself into a state of permanent gratitude, which means you have to accept your life now and the way it has played out so far. And it also means you must forgive everyone. These are the different vibrational states with their corresponding values. The higher the value, the higher the vibration. The objective of this book is to help you move from the bottom of the scale to the uppermost part of the vibration scale. You can think of the lowest vibration as hell on earth, and the highest vibration as heaven on earth. God consciousness, 1000. Gratitude, freedom, empowerment, 900. Appreciation, 780. Enlightenment, 700. Peace, 600. Joy, 540. Love, happiness, enthusiasm.
You are now listening to City of Serpents, written by Chris Josh and narrated by Mark Williams. Chapter 1. The Genesis. It was 1979. I was on a plane with my parents to the good old USA. I couldn't see all the other passengers because I was in my mother's womb. I was made in Lebanon and born in New York City. Little did I know I was in for a horrifying experience, a nightmare that would have taken out the toughest of men at a young age. That's how effed up things were. Eventually, the plane landed, and we moved in with my uncle and his wife in New York City. There were lots of arguing and fighting, and yes, I could still vividly remember some things when we lived in that apartment in Chelsea, New York City. We lived there until I was 3 years old, so to remember things that young is remarkable for me. I remember standing in front of our building, looking up, and seeing the towering buildings. They looked so much bigger and extraordinary back then. I was dumbfounded and had no idea what I was looking at. At the time, I didn't know it, but Sally was disappointed with my pregnancy. She was very young. She was 15 when she got married and 16 when I was born. My parents fled the Lebanese Civil War and sought refuge and a better life in the United States of America. She was disappointed because she didn't want to be tied down by a baby.
You are now listening to Positive Self-Talk for Manifesting, Volume 1, Success. You are getting more and more successful each and every single day. You always attract good things. You look like someone who has it all together. You smell like accomplishment. Your aura is illuminating. Everything you touch turns to gold. You attract prosperity all the time because that's your true nature. Like attracts like. Everyone can see that you're meant for big things. Your ambition inspires others. Your triumph motivates others to take action. You are always working towards even more victories. You are grateful for your winning attitude. You always take time to celebrate and enjoy your achievements. Your dedication gives you a very comfortable lifestyle. You are never in lack. You always have an abundant winner mindset. You are getting more and more successful each and every single day. You always attract good things. You look like someone who has it all together.